Hey friends, Jamie Grace here, and today's episode is going to be a little bit different. But first, I want to say good morning, good night, and good welcome to the Jamie Grace podcast. I'm Jamie Grace, and this podcast is all about bridging the gap between pop culture and mental health, having conversations about how the things we love are really important to us and how they make us who we are. Last week's episode was called Dating Advice as Told by the Proposal. I love Sandra Bullock, and so I wanted to talk about the do's and don'ts of dating as told by that film. 2 weeks ago, we did Five Things to Remember, a team single pep talk holiday edition, because I know a lot of y'all's relatives are getting on y'all's last nerves. And today is five reminders your mental health needs for the end of the year. It's December 11th today, the day of this episode, and we're getting close to the end of 2021. And I'm not about to spend this episode recapping on the way the last couple of years have been. the way the last couple of years have been. But it's definitely an interesting time. What am I supposed to say? I hope this email finds you well. It's been unprecedented times. I mean, I say this kind of like sarcastically just because we all know these rhythms at this point. But it's been a really difficult time on like almost everyone's mental health. So I wanted to leave you with five reminders, five things that can be helpful for you toward the end of this year. And of course, you can revisit this episode at any time if it's helpful to hear this encouragement at the end of a week, at the end of a month, anytime you might need to hear this. And if you like any of the music in the background, I try to leave you guys with a good amount of like lo-fi music and just really chill pop music and hip-hop style music, or like hip-hop influenced music that you can hear on YouTube and my Instagram as well. So this one that you're hearing right now, it's called Popcorn, and it's on my YouTube channel. So number one, the first reminder that I want to share with you guys is we don't know how much time there is. Now, I know for a lot of people, you might be like, oh my goodness, Jamie, way to just throw that emotional heavy information my way. But for me personally, as someone that has anxiety, generalized anxiety disorder, this is a diagnosis I received at age 11, and also I have just everyday anxiety. For me, it's helpful to know that, to remember that I don't know how much time there's going to be, because a lot of times I get so overwhelmed and I get so pressured with like, okay, I gotta make sure this is good for the end of the weekend, and I got to make sure I do this for my company and my business and my family for the next couple of months. And if we're going to, you know, do this in the next few years, I get caught up in my 3-year plan and my 5-year plan and all this stuff. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, planning for the future. That's a really cool thing to do. But sometimes I get so caught up in it that I start to feel like, well, what if I didn't do enough? What if I'm not good enough? What if, you know, what if I don't achieve all that I'm supposed to achieve? My anxiety starts to tell me these lies and these obsessions and compulsions, and all of these things start to cloud my vision and just have me so unnecessarily consumed with time. So for me to accept and acknowledge and to embrace that I don't know how much time there is, it's so helpful. It just makes me feel so free. It gives me the ability to not have to think about all the things that are going to happen in the weeks, months, and years to come, but to sit in the present moments with my people, with my family, with my humans, with my own emotions, with my own feelings. It's a very powerful thing. If you like podcasts, I'm going to assume that you do because you're listening to this one, or maybe you're just listening and you're like, this is awful. But if you like podcasts, there's another show called The Morgan Harper Nichols Show. Yes, you might know, disclaimer, I'm the producer of that show and she's my big sister, but I don't write her content. And she has an episode coming out this coming Thursday on December 16th, and it's called One Thing to Remember About Time. The entire next week is like perfect. She has a daily show. It's every Monday to Friday. The entire next week is perfect for the end of the year, but especially Thursday's episode. If you need something to kind of help you get through all of the emotions that come with the concept of time, then next Thursday's episode is definitely a good episode to check out and to embrace and to listen to. So I hope that that's helpful for you. when you're maybe worried or overwhelmed about trying to get everything done, trying to be the best for everybody, trying to accomplish all the things, trying to, especially for those of us that are entrepreneurs and maybe even influencers and public figures, bloggers, anything that puts our faces in front of either 2,000 or 200,000 people. I hope that we can just sit in the present and be okay with not knowing exactly how much time we have to plan for and perfect. And I also hope that we all know that there's no such thing as us being able to perfect time. You know what I mean? We're not ever going to be able to get it just right and make it just perfect. There's always going to be some kind of flaw or mix up or something like that. And that's okay. Embracing that is such a good part of freedom, and embracing the fact that we just don't know it all is just one of the best parts of being free. So I hope that that's helpful for you. Number two, it's okay to be content with all that you achieved. A lot of times, and again, especially for those of us that, well, not even just for like entrepreneurs and stuff like that, but especially for those of us that have like, you know, these just natural big dreamer mentalities, you know, I literally have a song called Do Life Big. I have a song called Dream Big. Like, this is the story of my life, of just always trying to do the most to be the best. And a lot of times we forget to be excited about all that we did achieve. We'll get to the end of the day and be like, oh, look at this long to-do list that I did not, you know, accomplish this stuff off of the list. But did you take care of yourself? Were you kind to someone? Did you remember finally to put your dish in the dishwasher instead of just letting it sit there for a couple days? And even if you didn't remember, that's okay. But what if you did remember? That's something that you did. And that's something that is beautiful to embrace and receive, that like acknowledgement of that accomplishment. So often we can get to this time of year and sit back and be like, oh, I was supposed to do this, I was supposed to do that, and just start beating ourselves up for like all the things that we didn't do. No more to that. Let's make a list of all the things that we did do. If you're into New Year's resolutions, I know that there's a ton of people that have a lot of opinions about if like that's what I did or that's what I didn't do. Let's do end of year accomplishments. Write down a list of everything that you did. And it doesn't have to be, not everything, because that might take a long time, but it doesn't have to be something that you put on Instagram. I'm definitely not about to put this on Instagram. It doesn't have to be something that you share online. It can be something that you write in your phone. It can be that you learn something new in a sport that you picked up, or something new in a hobby that you picked up. Also, sports can be hobbies. I just want to acknowledge that I know that. it can be a financial goal that you reached, a credit score goal that you reached. You could have decided what you want to do next year, and finally you made that decision. Or maybe you took a road trip. Maybe you learned how to bake something new or cook something new. Like, there are so many things that you could have accomplished this year. And you know what? If we're going to talk about mental health, let's really go there. Because for those of us that struggle with like diagnosis or just different types of imbalances, whatever it might be, like, were you able to shower more than you thought in the last few weeks? Were you able to brush your teeth? Were you able to fight the anxiety or the depression or whatever else it might be in your mind? Were you able to fight those things and take care of yourself and eat food? Were you able to accomplish a goal that you are now reaching around the amount of calories that are healthy for you to take? And hear me out, guys. This is not a conversation of like, oh, you should be counting your calories because you need to be looking a certain type of way. That's not what this is talking about. This is speaking to specifically, especially to people like myself, where anxiety can oftentimes, and ADHD, and maybe if you are on the spectrum, and that's something that you personally struggle with, not everyone does, but something you personally struggle with not being able to reach a calorie goal, not being able to fight those thoughts in your mind that are telling you you can only eat this one thing, but you don't have it in the house, so now what are you going to eat? And then your brain's like, oh, can't eat anything. For a lot of people with OCD or anxiety or ASD, like I said, not everyone, but for a lot of people, that's a legitimate and really, really challenging struggle. And so I say that because I want to make sure that we don't look, that we don't overlook the things that we did accomplish this year, that we don't just take all those things that we accomplished and say, oh, well, I didn't start my company, or I didn't make $1 million, or I didn't get a bajillion Instagram followers, you know, so I must not have accomplished anything this year. When it comes to mental health, it is a challenge. It is a daily battle. You know, I talk a lot about emotional wellness on the show as well, but specifically speaking toward our mental health, it is a daily fight for a lot of us to stay alive and to stay healthy. And I want you to be proud of yourself because you accomplished that, because you're here. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So I hope that you don't beat yourself up if there are things that you wanted to accomplish and you didn't, because you did a really beautiful and amazing thing, and it's called living. And the mere fact that you are still here tells me that you have so many things to be proud of yourself for. So number two, it's okay to be content with all that you did achieve. And number three is it's okay to be excited about new beginnings. Sometimes we get a little bit nervous about new beginnings, but a lot of us might feel really excited about them. Maybe you feel nervous because you feel excited. It's one of those things, it can be like a crazy cycle, but it's okay to be excited about new beginnings. I'm going to give you guys two practical tips if you are excited about new beginnings. The first one is to set 5 goals for the new year that feel like they might be out of reach, but dreaming about them makes you happy. And I'm going to be super transparent and tell you what one of mine is, even though it is a really big dream and might be kind of out of reach, but dreaming about it makes me happy. And that is to have a song picked up by Kelly Clarkson. I've written many that I hope to send to her peoples, and maybe it'll never happen. Who knows? But it's fun to dream about it. And I'm not about to sit here, and I know there's a lot of TikToks out there that are like, all you have to do is chant this 100 times and it'll happen. That's not my vibe. I don't believe that. I'm not saying that people have been lying. I'm just saying that I'm not going to chant about it. So it's just, it's a hope. It's a dream. And it'd be a really cool thing. So make a list of 5 goals for the new year that feel crazy big out of reach, but dreaming about them makes you happy, okay? The second thing you're going to do is set 5 goals that you know you can accomplish, right? So I'm trying to like think of, so like for me, I could think of like something that I want to learn how to cook. I actually really want to perfect like a chicken piccata sauce. So that's a goal for the new year that I can totally accomplish. And I'm excited to try it because I love food. I love cooking for my family. And I literally just told our daughter's babysitter the other day, I was like, when I get this sauce perfected, you're going to stay for dinner one day. Because it's like my favorite thing to make for the family. I just use, I don't cook it from scratch, like the sauce. It's more of just like, what do you call it? Like from a jar, I guess. Like I use a base and I add a bunch of stuff to it. So it still like has my own flavor to it, pun intended, but it's not like from scratch. It could be better. My chicken piccata sauce could be better. So that is my goal. one of my 5 goals for the new year. So if you're excited about new beginnings, which it's okay to be excited about new beginnings, then set 5 crazy big goals. And set 5 awesome, beautiful, practical ones as well. All right, guys, the song you're hearing in the background, by the way, is called Pumpkin Spice. We played it twice. And now we're going to hear a quick word from one of the Jamie Gray's podcast sponsors. So listen up. The other day, my brother-in-law was asking for my help in buying a gift for my sister, and he jokingly called me head elf. Except it wasn't totally a joke. I loved gift giving and list curating, but y'all, this year, head elf responsibilities just might be too much. And the best way to make a gift giving easier is to try Elfster. It's the number one secret Santa app in the world. And with Elfster, you can create a free gift giving exchange by setting the date, the budget, and letting Elfster take care of all the busy work. Add gifts to your wish list from all the brands you love, like Amazon, Etsy, Sephora, and more. And when you share your wish list with your family and friends, you can make sure that everybody gets a gift that they really want. So go to Elfster.com or download the Elfster app today. And of course, thank you, Elfster, for sponsoring the Jamie Grace podcast. One of the things that I've found pretty difficult about having a personality where people often hear you talking and laughing and rambling about some of your favorite things is that when you're not really in the mood to talk and laugh and have a good time, it's hard to tell people that you don't want to talk because you don't want to talk. I've had moments where I start to just emotionally withdraw because I am so outgoing and having such a good time with friends or on social media. And then when I'm by myself or when I'm about to fall asleep at night, I'm overthinking and I'm overanalyzing and I'm stressed out. You guys, I am so grateful and I feel so privileged to have grown so much, especially in these last 4 or 5 years when it comes to my own mental health and my own emotional wellness and taking care of myself. And one of the main ways that I do that, one of the main ways that I show up weekly is by going to counseling. If you've ever considered going to counseling, if you've ever considered talking to a therapist, I hope that you can consider this as one more nudge in that direction, and I hope that you will give Faithful Counseling a try. Faithful Counseling is a website where you can text with your therapist, you can do a video chat, or even a phone call, and you can even talk to a couple of different therapists until you really find somebody that you connect with and someone that, you know, kind of understands you. They can talk to you about faith and spiritual things, but also about anxiety and stress and anything that you want to talk about or learn more about. You can talk, you can listen, whatever makes the most sense for you. So if you're struggling with anxiety, loneliness, or frustration, and you want a safe space, you should consider giving Faithful Counseling a try. You can go to faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace and get 10% off of your first month. The link is in the show notes, but again, that is faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace. Okay, friends, so number 4, it's okay to be nervous about new beginnings. I want to make sure that I leave space for both of these. I mean, you can hold both if you'd like. You can choose one, switch it up, flip it up every 4 to 5 minutes or days, however you feel. But I just want you to know that it's okay to be nervous about new beginnings. You don't have to be all gung-ho and just like, yes, the new year. Because like I said, it's been rough. It's been difficult and challenging for all of us in different ways. And so you got to leave space for however you need to feel about a new year on its way. This could mean so many new things for you, and it could also mean a lot of like unexpected stuff that you haven't yet processed. I'm not trying to stress you out even more, but I do want to give you 2 practical tips, just like I did on the last one, if you are nervous about new beginnings. 1, I want you to set 1 practical monthly goal for the new year. So it's going to be something that you're going to do every month. And even if you aren't able to accomplish it, like that's okay. Like it doesn't mean that you failed. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. But this is just like a practical and or hypothetical goal for the month. So it could be that you read 1 children's book every month. And I know some people listening might be like, oh, that's easy. Well, then awesome. Do it. Stop fussing at me. Why are you shouting? But I want you to read 1 children's book every month. I want you to set 1 goal. And if that's your thing, because what I want this to be is something that makes you feel good about yourself, something that makes you happy, something that you can do that doesn't have to be done every day. You can just like do it on the 15th or the 10th or towards the end of the month, the beginning of the month, whenever it might be. Or the next one might be, another idea could be to watch a movie from your childhood every month or something like that, you know. It could also be to cook a meal for yourself at home once a month and eat it by candlelight with classical music playing in the background or Jamie Grace Lo-Fi from YouTube in the background. I want you to set a monthly practical goal, just 1 time a month. And if you really like this, then do it twice a month. For the ladies out there, you know, there might be something else happening on our calendars every month that helps us remember when this should take place. And this is just to give yourself a routine, to give yourself a sense of accomplishment, and to genuinely accomplish something. And I know you can do it. You got, like, you seriously, you got this. I believe in you. Okay. And then the second thing, and by the way, music in the background, it's called Strawberry Ice Cream. I don't even know if I've released this one on YouTube or not. There's a lot of OOOs in it. Jamie Grace needs to settle down back there. Okay, so the second one is to set 3 practical daily goals. And as I mentioned before, for those of us that really do have like a specific diagnosis or like specific struggles, I really do want to focus on the 3 practical daily goals as things that you might already do every day, but occasionally due to anxiety or other stress, these things don't happen, right? And so just like a general list that you could pick from would be like stretching in the morning or stretching in the evening, brushing your teeth in the morning or evening, showering, changing your socks. You could get like taking your vitamins, remembering to take your medication. It could be calling your mom or calling your sister. It could be texting your cousin. It could be coloring a picture, spending 5 minutes on your favorite puzzle. That might be kind of hard to commit to every single day because that's actually a really hefty task. It could be it could be reading a scripture every day, like a verse of the day type thing, or you could even have one on like a Bible on audiobook, listen for a few minutes. Something that is already a part of your everyday or something that is a part of most of your days, something that you know you can do. Because if you, like, here's the thing, you could set a goal, like say hypothetically, you have not taken a walk in 2 months, but you're like, I'm going to take a walk every day next year. You could do that and you could accomplish it and feel proud of yourself. You could not accomplish it and still feel proud of yourself. There are many variables, but what I'm saying is that if you're already nervous about the new year, let's not do too much. Let's not do team too much and be like, look at all these things I'm going to do in the new year. Baby girl, it's okay to be like, you know what I'm going to do every day next year? I'm going to put on deodorant because I forgot a couple times in the last few weeks, right? That's not me personally, but it's happened before. And again, if you're listening and you're like, wow, I never forget to take care of myself. I always take care of myself. You might be on the wrong podcast. We are not perfect here. We are broken people here, saved by grace, pursuing beautiful things every day, loved by the Lord. And me personally, I choose to love him back. I'm still an imperfect person, and so I like to set goals that help me to feel accomplished and help me to feel a sense of peace and rest, even when my diagnosis, when my health is preaching borderline the exact opposite. I like to make choices ahead of those moments, in moments like right now, like when I feel rested, when I feel good. When for all, you know, intents and purposes, like my family's great, house is great, all this stuff is chill, we're good. I like to make choices in moments like these when, that I'm like, oh, I can do this. You know what I mean? Like I like to set my goals and dreams now so that when I'm not feeling great, when things are challenging for whatever reason and you know, in motherhood or familyhood or whatever, then I have practical, beautiful goals and daily steps to rely on because I set them when I was in a healthy place, like right now. So yeah, I hope that's helpful for you. All right. So last but not least, number 5, the 5th reminder that your mental health needs for the end of the year. And I want to tell you that, you have done a good job taking care of yourself. You are doing a good job taking care of yourself. So when I talk about, you know, mental health and stuff like that, like I like to encourage people to pursue a healthy relationship with a counselor or a therapist. You know, sometimes you gotta try two or three out to find the right therapist. You know, I like to encourage people to have a small group at a local church if that's something that you're able to do. A small group with friends reading the same book or watching movies that are helpful, like, and having these conversations, watching TED Talks, and be in a small group that's led by a psychologist or something like that. Like, I'm so pro community and so pro self-care and all these things. But a lot of times when we hear it, it can start to feel like just yet another checklist of things that have to be done. Yet another checklist of things we need to do. It can start to feel like, oh, I have to go to therapy. I have to do this. I gotta write a check to this, you know, buy this. Who writes checks? Do you write checks? Maybe you write checks. But like, I gotta buy this book. I gotta pay for this thing. I gotta go to this conference. It can start to feel like a long checklist of like just things that we have not done, right? And so what I want you to know and what I want you to remember is that you are listening to this episode right now about mental health. And not only are you listening to it, but you made a choice to listen to this episode. So even if you try in 5 minutes, in an hour, when you're trying to fall asleep in a little bit, even if you try to beat yourself up about what you did not accomplish and the things that you did not achieve and the ways that you did not show up in therapy or small group or whatever, even if you try to do that stuff, or even if your mind tries to, you can rest knowing that right now you are actively taking care of yourself. You are. And that's not me saying, like, if you listen to Jamie Grace, you love yourself, because Jamie Grace is so good. That's not what I'm saying at all. But just by the title of this, you clicked on this thinking, maybe I'll get something out of it. Or, oh, I need this right now. Whatever choice, however you got here, you're here. You're actively thinking like, oh, I might need to listen to something about my mental health. Like, I might need to take care of myself a little bit better. I might need to take these steps. And so I just want you to know that you're taking care of yourself. You're breathing. Somebody needs to hear that right now. There was a time this year where you might have not wanted to be doing the thing that your lungs are doing right now. Yet you're breathing. And the choice to continue to inhale and exhale is a beautiful choice. You are here. You are present. And whatever you can look back and say didn't happen, and whatever anxiety tries to repeat in your head of like, these things didn't, whatever, they didn't manifest, or you didn't show up, or you weren't present, right now you are here. I said this a little bit earlier as well, but I can spend so much time thinking about the future. I saw a TikTok the other day of this girl riding a horse, and she was like living in the mountains. And then I came across another TikTok of this lady that lives like 10 hours round trip from like a grocery store. And it put me on this whole thing of just like, when I was little, I used to ride horses. I used to work with horses and all this stuff. And like, that was like my first and only job outside of music was working with horses, working with an entertainment company that did pony rides and stuff. And then back with the horses, I would train them for barrel racing and all that stuff. And so it took me back to these moments when I was growing up, and not even just childhood, but like childhood and young adulthood, of just like, I want to live in the mountains. I want to live far away from everything. I just want to ride horses all day. And it's ironic because I tweeted kind of a sarcastic joking tweet at Jamie Grace H on Twitter about how like, I just want to live in the mountains, because I love open air. Bugs and critters, no, but I love open air, and I love horses, and I love mountains. And then a couple days later, I saw all these tweets, right? I saw all these TikToks, rather. And it's so fascinating how the mind works, how something so beautiful and so cool of watching these two women that ordinarily I would call so inspiring, and I do find them to be incredibly inspiring, but because I had already kind of been remembering all the dreams that I had that I'm not living out right now, you know, I live in the suburbs of Arizona, of Phoenix. Like, it just kind of took this like mental thing of just like, oh, am I taking care of myself? Like, is that what I needed? Like, oh, my mental health needs to be in the open air. Like, oh my gosh, like that's what's wrong with me. I'm not taking care of myself. I'm not living my dream. Oh my gosh, I need to tell Erin we got to move to the mountains. Bella's got to learn how to ride a horse. She needs some boots. This whole thing. That's just so far south and just so sad and self-deprecating. And here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with dreaming. Dreaming is a beautiful thing. Always dream. Please always dream. Always hope for the future. Always have those moments. But also remember that you are here. You are present. You are here. You are living. You are breathing. You are here. And even if things look differently than you thought they would a while ago when you wanted something else, or even if things look differently in the way of like you didn't want anything, even if you look in a few weeks or days, months or years, and you're confused about the season of life, if you were doing the right thing, so many of us just need to remember the beauty of being here. The beauty, the power, the significance of being present. It's so easy to beat ourselves up when we aren't doing all the things all the time, and when we aren't accomplishing all the things, and when a new year's coming around and we feel like we have to be more or be better or do more. It's like, nah, man, in this present moment, you are here. You're taking care of yourself. You're choosing to listen to a podcast. Just a simple, chill thing. A beautiful thing. That's so weird because I'm trying to be like, oh, you're listening to a podcast. Like, what a fun thing to do. But I feel like it sounded like I was calling myself beautiful, which not that I'm not. I mean, I'm not calling myself beautiful, but I'm not calling myself ugly either. Have you ever, like, y'all know that thing where it's like you say to somebody like, oh my gosh, like, I want to, like, you know, be a little bit stronger, so I'm going to be lifting some weights or something. And they're like, oh, you're so pretty. And it's like, I didn't say I was ugly. I just said that I... Never mind. This is... And now it's time for Silly Songs with Larry. The part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song. I hope that you've been encouraged. I hope that this is something that you needed to hear, wanted to hear. I hope it's something that you feel compelled to share with a friend. That's always so cool when you guys do that, when you guys do that. So I hope you do that. I gotta go. Hey, if you like what you hear, there's a couple things you can do. So if you're listening to on Apple Podcasts, it'd be super cool if you hopped over to the reviews and you left a review and said what you thought about today's show. If you're listening on Spotify, it'd be super cool if you clicked share and put it in your Insta story and then tag me at Jamie Grace H. And if you not only like what you hear, but you love what you hear, then you can check out my Patreon, patreon.com/Jamie Grace. If you want to sponsor my podcast and my music, I'm an independent artist, an independent creative. And so the way that these things happen is by you guys leaving reviews, sharing on social media, and by joining my Patreon. So thank you guys so much. Popcorn is playing again in the background. I'm going to let it play out. It has like a minute and a half left. So feel free to listen to it if you like lo-fi vibes, but also go ahead and, you know, do something else. Go and say hey to your pet tortoise. I don't know why. I do know why I said that. It's because I have ADHD and I'm not about to be surprised. You shouldn't be either at this point. Have a beautiful day. I don't know. I don't get sued for that. Okay. I gotta be